Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to your Saturday night's edition of your Clocks Off Grudge Discussions video show with your host, Mr. Fellowship himself, Uncle Larry, bringing back goodwill, fun, and integrity to the grudge game. He hails from the Midwest, great state of Illinois, and magnanimous city of Chicago. So grab your cell phones, tablets, and headsets, and get ready for the truth, and nothing but the truth will be brought to you by Clocks Off for the people of the grudge world. Come on in, participate, let your voice be heard. Ugh.
Things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together, we're polishing up our act. And if you've never been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Well,
don't you let nothing, nothing.
Good evening, Grudge World. Good evening, Grudge World. Good evening, Grudge World. Once again, God has been good to us. Got another Clocks Off production that's going on tonight. For the Clocks Off organization, the Motor City Mafia, Young Money. We got this going on every Saturday night, y'all. And also for the special ones, my special ones, the fans. So want to come in and say good evening to you all. I want to say God bless each and every one of you all. And I hope everybody's doing just as well as I am, because I'm on the road back again. I got a little illness from the flu and the pneumonia and stuff and all that stuff that's going around. And God has spared me once again. So I'm going to say hello and to each and every one of you all the same way. I wanted to kind of see Brother Crooked Leather. He probably ain't on here tonight. He's been going through a lot of trials and tribulations, but all I do is just tell him to keep holding his head up high, because somewhere down the line, the good Lord going to smile on him. He ain't got to worry about that, because it's inevitable. It's going to happen. What I want to say tonight, y'all, Uncle Larry, I try to wear the title pretty decent, you know, even though I fumble and stumble along the way sometimes because of the simple fact of imperfection. I want to say something tonight, y'all, and I want to say this, and I hope it affects people all over the world, not just people in the Midwest. Hey, y'all, we drag racing, y'all. We grudge racing, y'all. We doing what we do, y'all, and we doing this here. We getting together doing this to have fun, y'all. Some of us, we get a little too deep with this here, y'all. You know, Uncle Larry's just going to ask y'all to kind of calm down a little bit. I ain't going to just take the finger and point it at no one somebody because I see it going with a lot of somebodies. But like I say, ain't none of us perfect. And we all going to fumble and stumble along the way. But let's kind of take some of this out of it, y'all. It's getting to be a little bit too dramatic, you know, because of the simple fact that, number one, me personally, myself, I don't want to see none of y'all go through no more than what y'all got to go through to get somebody over in that other lane and do what y'all got to do to have y'all some fun, because this thing is not serious, you know, especially serious to a point where it becomes personal. You know, we don't want none of that. I don't want to see it in the Southwest. I don't want to see it in the Northwest, Northeast. I don't want to see it in the Midwest. I don't want to see none of that, y'all, you know, but I can't control nothing. The only thing I can do is merely just put it out there and ask y'all, because for the journey that I have traveled, it's a lot of things that I've seen that a lot of y'all haven't seen. And I know how deep that stuff can get. We don't want it to get like that, y'all. Let's take that out of the equation. You know, Uncle Larry wanted to kind of just touch on that. I didn't want to, you know, go and get stuck off into it and go around a circle like a merry-go-round. But I did want to speak on it because of the simple fact that, you know, we got to get back to square one, you know, and the only way back to square one is that we got to stand together and put things back like they're supposed to be from the point that we let it fell apart. And we can't do that walking against each other trying to go back and do it. You know, we got to kind of get together and walk us a straight and narrow, you know, and that straight and narrow required that we do it, not you do it or I do it, but we do it. That's one as a whole. You know, let's get some of that old time religion, y'all. You know, if it was good enough for you, it's good enough for me. This racing ain't just started, y'all. This racing been going on a long time, y'all. And we have seen it. I know I have seen it come from back during the time when we was racing the streets. I've seen it come all the way up to where it's at now. You know, and a lot of the things that's going on now, I appreciate them better than some of what I did in the past, but it's a lot of stuff that I do see that I have a lot of complications with. But, you know, like they say, can't no one person change nothing. All I can do is merely speak on it and hold me a little platform about it, and then after that, get myself out the way, you know. But I don't know, I was kind of wondering tonight, you know, since we ain't got no racing going on, which we ain't got long before summer beating got started, I was just kind of wondering, was it a possibility that we might be able to have us a free fall Saturday night? And if any of y'all got anything on your minds that y'all want to talk about, y'all know the floor is always y'all. My thing is just only being able to get y'all to interact with me, because I always try to make it available for you. Ain't no doubt about that. You know, and the ones that want to, they will come in and say something. And the ones that don't want to won't come in. But, you know, we still at a point where I'm trying to get y'all to start communicating with us a little better. We need a closer relationship. You know, I want y'all to let me know that y'all do feel welcome. That's why I got the flow mat open, you know. Other than that, you know, with me not having anything to specifically, you know, talk about, then that make me have to end my show early. And I don't think that's too pleasurable for a lot of y'all, because a lot of y'all wait for Saturday night. Some of y'all wait for the show to come on, you know, so. If there's anybody else out there at the time that have anything that they want to say and help me get this free fall Saturday night started, would they do so? If not, then I'll carry on this for as long as I can until I run out. And when I run out, then I'm going to just have to shut down, because I ain't going to let the show die. I promise that. Well, Crooked Letter, you on tonight? If you are, put your hand up. Yes, call us 773-7115. 773-7115. Caller, who we got on the line?
What's going on, Larry?
What's going on, bro? Kid, how you feeling?
Shit, pretty good, pretty good. What's happening with you?
Doing pretty good? Oh, man,
oh, yeah.
Kid, I'm hanging in there, kid. You know the story,
hanging in there with both hands.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, let me get our other compadre in. He might want to talk with us to 313-7173. Call or tell him who we got on the line.
You've got the infamous Shaking Bake in the house. What's going on,
oh, man?
What's going on, Uncle Larry?
Oh, man, we ain't got to bother him on no Saturday night, dude. We got something night with him, man. What up, Shake?
What's up? You got double trouble tonight, man. You got double trouble for a little while at least. I'm out here and about. I got a few minutes. I was going to call in and support the show, but I got some background noise, so if you hear something, tune it out the best you can. But, fellas, I got a quick question that popped up in my head. Why? You remember years ago, Fat Tuesday was the thing to do, was the place to be?
Yeah.
Man,
yeah.
When we first got on these grudge shows, Fat Tuesday was the. I'm like, what is Fat Tuesday? What is all this about?
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, it died down.
Yeah.
Why is that, man?
Well, my perspective on the whole situation is the weather. It has a tendency to be kind of rainy down there, and then kind of cold.
Okay.
And
yeah,
a lot of fans don't have nowhere to sit. They really only got that one stand on the pit side that I know about.
So what you're trying to tell me is people's feet was hurting and they didn't want to go to a Fat Tuesday no more.
Yeah, I know, cause I don't feel like standing up all goddamn day.
And you mentioned about weather. I do know for a fact that tornado come through there and tore a lot of asses up because I was headed that way. It made me go take cover.
Mm-hmm.
So I do know the weather did play a effect, but is that what really caused everybody to just, I'm not going? Because I was geared up to go. I was headed that direction when that
mm-hmm.
tornado come through. But right after that, man, it was like everybody went into another direction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like I said, I don't feel like standing up all goddamn day, so it really ain't my cup of tea no more.
90 seconds. What do you mean 90 seconds?
What your show said 90 seconds left.
Yeah. I heard it say something about 90 seconds. Trying to figure out what the hell was that.
Go back on the board and look and see what time you have scheduled.
Yeah, well, it just said 90 seconds. I don't know what that was for. 60 seconds.
Yeah, that's talking about your show. The timer on your show for the internet is about to lapse.
Yeah.
I think it's
already being taken care of. My little brother, he on here. Maybe he'll go back and check it out right quick for me.
All right.
If I can get on, man.
But you're right, Shake. A lot of the intensity is left, Shake, you know, and it's more focus going on other things than what we really mainly about, you know. And
mm-hmm.
we need to straighten. There's a lot of things got to be straightened out to put back into proper perspective, you know. That's it. Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of wondered about that, man. I kind of wondered about that because it's like we was making a left turn, then all of a sudden everybody made a right turn and quit going there, or he slowed it down. Most of the traveling is other tracks now.
Yeah.
Hey, didn't Dunye have a wreck at Hub City years ago?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was right around that time too.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And then a lot of racers, they don't particularly care for the guardrails anymore. So, you know, a lot of them are backing away.
Mm-hmm. We got other places to travel. On our schedule for this year, it's a lot more races been added to the mix. And
I'm at a lot of people want to see different places to go to, you know.
Yeah, so I'm at the point where, man, hold on, I gotta take care of this customer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's Larry, that's what I've been hearing, you know. The weather, like I said, you know, you being in at that track and they only got one stand and it's full, you know, everybody else got to stand up. And shit, I ain't for standing up all day.
Uncle Larry.
Yes, sir.
My computer didn't get up in time. It's going to run for so long and cut off. If it do, I'll put it right back in and crank the show back up. Because can't nobody get on right now.
Okay, we'll let all the people that's on the show know that if it so happens that the show cut off, let it go down and we'll bring the show right back up, you all.
Let's do this. Let's end the show right now. Let me pull it back up. Give me about 10 minutes or so, and I'll pull it right back up.
Okay. Is that agreeable with everybody? With the people that's on the show, they're not responding by holding hands up or communicating. So I'm hoping that it's all agreeable with everybody. In about 10 minutes, y'all, we're going to shut down and get the proper timing. After we get the proper timing, we'll be back up in about 10 minutes. So I want everybody that can or will call back at the show in about 10 minutes.
Right, by 8:30.
Right.
Yeah, I should have it up by 8:30. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
all right, 8:30.
All right,
y'all.
All right, y'all. All right, I'm in it.